I don't think Master Edward would have laughed when his life was in danger, Miss Eyre. You must have been dreaming, she said. No, I wasn't dreaming, Grace, and I know what Mr. Edward's laugh sounds like. It was someone else, I said very firmly. Did you open the door? Did you see anyone in the hall? She said. She looked angry and frightened, like a trapped animal. Suddenly, I realized that if Grace thought that I knew what she had done, she might try to hurt me. No, I didn't open my door. I locked it, I answered, and I will lock it every night from now on. That's very wise, Miss Eyre. There might be a criminal around. You never know. I was amazed by her calmness, and I could not understand why Mr. Rochester had not taken her to the police or made her leave the house. Why had he asked me to keep the fire a secret? Mr. Rochester was strong and proud. Why did he not punish a servant for trying to hurt him? Perhaps Grace Poole knew a terrible secret from his past and had promised to tell everyone if he tried to hurt her. Was he in love with her? No, I thought. That's impossible. He could never love anyone as plain and strange as she is. But then, I'm not beautiful either, and sometimes I think he loves me. The things he said to me last night, the look on his face. And my cheeks were red as I thought of those moments.